This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 457 for Thursday, June 30th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mostly lower Thursday morning, although activity is thin and choppy as participants await a number of reports out of the U.S. The nearby July contract, it's up $29.80, but only a handful of contracts traded there. The more active November contract down $8 at $884.10 per ton. The USDA is set to release updated acreage and quarterly stocks data later this morning, and any surprises in those reports will likely dictate the direction of the grains and oilseeds ahead of the close. Soybeans and soy oil at the Chicago Board of Trade were lower after moving higher overnight, and that selling spilled into the canola market. Malaysian palm oil was also mostly lower, but European rapeseed is holding on to gains. Canadian markets will be closed tomorrow for Canada Day, while the U.S. celebrates Independence Day on Monday. Positioning ahead of the weekend and possibility of shifting weather forecasts before trade resumes next week was another feature. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are both lower, while wheat is mixed. Soybeans down 19 cents in the November contract at $14.58 per bushel. Opinions are divided ahead of the acreage report, with some analysts expecting an increase in soybean seeded area from earlier forecasts and others a slight decline. Forecasts calling for some welcome rain across the Midwest over the next week accounted for some of today's early selling pressure. Weekly U.S. export sales included net reductions of 120,000 tons of old crop soybean sales, as some business was likely rolled over to the new crop year. However, new crop sales at only 127,000 tons were at the low end of expectations. Corn futures also pressured by the rain forecasts, with the September contract down 8 cents at $6.55 per bushel. Old crop U.S. corn export sales of about 88,000 tons were marketing year low, with new crop business of only 120,000 tons. General expectations are for a slight increase in corn plantings from earlier expectations. Wheat, it is mixed. The Minneapolis spring wheat down 6 cents in the September contract at $10.22 per bushel, as the spring wheat growing areas are seeing some better conditions. But the winter wheat's posting gains. September Kansas City up 9 cents at an even $10 per bushel. Chicago up 2 cents in the September contract at $9.32 per bushel. The rains boosting the crop prospects for corn and soybeans could be causing some harvest delays for winter wheat as the harvest moves north. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at just under 500,000 tons. That was in line with expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, June 30th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.